The United States Open Tennis Championships begin their two-week run in New York City today with Leighton Hewitt defending the men's title he won a year ago and Venus Williams expected to receive a strong challenge from sister Serena as she seeks a third straight women's crown. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Renee.
Leighton Hewitt added Wimbledon to his Open title this summer and is clearly, the number one men's player in the world right now. Is it good for men to have a clear-cut number one at this point in time in the game?
I think it's good for any sport, Renee, to have a clear-cut champion, someone people are shooting for, someone people want to go out and see because he or she is the target. The bad news is Leighton Hewitt appears completely unequipped to deal with being number one off the court. He's surly. He's constantly getting into battles with the media. He didn't want to do a simple TV interview before a tournament a couple weeks ago and threatened to forfeit a match when the ATP Tour said they were going to fine him. He's a bad guy in a sport that's become known for having bad guys, but he's a great player.
And still the heavy favorite to win.
Absolutely, because there's no clear number two right now. Murat Safin, who won the Open title 2 years ago, is seeded second. He hasn't broken an egg since that tournament, basically. And then you have people like Tommy Haas, who nobody's heard of, outside of Germany, seeded number three. And you have to go down the list before you find any recognizable names who are going to challenge Hewitt.
And on the women's side, can anyone prevent another sister act final on that side?
Well, maybe if Martina Navratilova or Chris Evert make a comeback. Otherwise, I think we're looking at Williams versus Williams again. Martina Hingis is healthy. Her ankle is healed, and she's going to play. And she's given the Williams sisters trouble at times. Lindsay Davenport, also coming off an injury, is back. So at least those players are present in the draw. But the way the Williams sisters have dominated, making three out of the last four major finals together, it's difficult to believe they won't be there together again a week from Saturday night.
But the truth is the Williams rivalry has been a real boon for the women's game.
Oh, there's no question. You just have to look at the TV ratings. Every time they play, people tune in and people are curious to see what's going to happen. The problem is they have yet to have a great match. You need, for a rivalry to work, you need a match that goes 7-6 in the final set. They had a good match at Wimbledon, but nothing like what we saw in the old days again with Evert and Navratilova. That's what we need them to come up with so that we can all get riveted by their rivalry.
John, how about Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras? I mean, six open titles between them, and they haven't retired yet, have they? Not yet.
Not yet, but it might be getting close, certainly for Sampras, who has really struggled all year. He's just had an awful year. He's only seeded 17th going in, which is unheard of for him. Agassi's played better, and he's seeded 6th. And I think if one of them is going to make a run and draw interest to the men's side of the draw, it'll probably be Agassi. Having said that, I was ready to retire Sampras a year ago at this time, and then he made that great run through the draw all the way to the final. Maybe he's got one last little bit of magic left in his racket.
Thank you, John.
Bye, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book, The Punch, will be published later this fall.